Welcome once again to this Tuesday Adventures in Recovery. So, hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today. And, you know, I get to be with you every Tuesday at 1:30 for just a half hour. But it's just enough time to cover a few things going on the island. We've got an interesting guest today, as we always have on our show. And, and of course, this is Halloween week, so I just wanted to let you know that the Vashon Chamber of Commerce always has a big deal going on for the kids and for on Main Street. That's going to be Thursday, Halloween night, and it's going to start about 5 p.m., so bring all your kids, get dressed up in costume if you want to as well, and, you know, make it a fun but scary night right here in Vashon, the magical isle of the Pacific Northwest. Hey, a couple other things I want to tell you about later on, too. But once again, as we venture into the world of recovery and talk about some really interesting happenings going on around here, we've got some new talent and a new personality at Vashon Youth and Family Services. And we're going to get introduced to her in just a minute. But one thing about Vashon Youth and Family Services, which I am proud to be a part of myself, is that we really want to know what the community needs from us. What are your interests? How can Vashon Youth and Family Services best serve you? So, in order to find out what your interests are, there is a survey. All you have to do is go to our website, which is VYFS for Vashon Youth and Family Services. That's VYFS.org. And you'll see an option on the screen. It shows, would you like the survey in Spanish or would you like it in English? And then just fill it out. It only takes you a couple minutes, but it certainly is going to help us in formulating our programs for the up-and-coming year. So, yeah, just go ahead and do it if you would, please. And we have a poster, actually, in the window here at the Voice of Vashon Studios uptown here. Is it okay to say uptown for downtown?
Yeah, only uptown.
Only uptown. Okay. I got to keep my...
The only sanctioned term on the island.
Okay. I got you. That's Sarah Sullivan, who we're going to talk to in just a minute. But I was going to say, we have the QR codes in the window here at Voice of Vashon. So you can just aim your phone at it and get either the English one or the Spanish one. Or you can simply stop in at our offices at Vashon Youth and Family Services and pick up a hard copy of the survey as well. And it's all anonymous, so just fill it out and do your best and turn it in. That's all we ask. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Sarah Sullivan here. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi. Glad to be here. Thanks, Tom.
I hope we can all hear you. Try it again.
Hi.
Can you hear yourself through your headset? Oh, good. That means you're on. This is, folks, you got to bear with me. This is only maybe my 10th, 12th show up here, so I'm just kind of, it's called Earn While You Learn. But Sarah just started with us at Vashon Youth and Family Services in a wonderful capacity that helps incorporate a lot of assistance with our students, correct?
So I started this a couple weeks ago. We're still kind of laying the groundwork for what the role will look like. But the idea is to provide intensive case management, wraparound services that include mental health support, some family counseling, kind of helping connect people to resources either on or off island, being an extra layer of support in the schools, working with parents, substance use counseling. That's something that is very near and dear to my heart. And one of the reasons why I met Tom in the first place is working with him in the substance use program at Vashon Youth and Family Services. So, it's a new role. I will be available in all three schools, so Chautauqua, McMurray, and Vashon High School. And, yeah, that's sort of an overview of what we have planned. I am happy to go into more detail if you'd like.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to be getting into more detail as the job as the job grows, because this is kind of a new position for a conglomeration between the schools and VYFS, correct, in this capacity?
It is. Obviously, Vashon Youth and Family Services has a very close relationship with the school district. We have, obviously, lots of young people who seek services, or their parents and family members, with Vashon Youth and Family Services being the largest community behavioral health organization on Vashon. But we also have great resources with Neighbor Care, with Dove Project, who are also offering mental health counseling. So this role, although it is run through VYFS, it is a partnership with all the other programs too. We're hoping to kind of work together to make sure we're meeting the needs of our entire community.
And probably VARSA as well?
And VARSA as well, yes. I am hoping to join the board of VARSA and work with Susan McMahon and Lisa and Peggy in the school. So there's lots of great people who are working out in Vashon to serve the youth. And this is just an additional resource available to families.
And prevention is really a lot of what it's all about, correct?
Absolutely. So we definitely want to start talking to our youth, you know, early on. And obviously we know that Vashon has some substance use challenges, like all school districts do. So we want to make sure that youth have access to information and resources. I know our health teachers are doing an excellent job providing information, and VARSA is wonderful at providing resources and in school training as well. So,
So are you actually part of the curriculum then at the schools, or how does this work?
No, so I will not. I will be available to meet with people at the schools, but I will not be part of the curriculum at all. VARSA does more of that work for substance use. I will be more connecting people to resources. So sometimes people end up in a crisis and maybe they need, you know, immediate services. So that could be bridging the gap before they get connected to a long-term mental health counselor. If they are in need of, you know, substance use counseling in the interim, I know that there was a role that has been available at the high school for a while that is not maybe currently filled. So maybe there's some space there. It's really sort of an adjunct to other services. So social workers generally we can do mental health counseling and substance use work, but we also are really good at connecting people to longer term solutions. And that is sort of the hope that this role will be able to provide, like sort of more intensive case management to help people get connected to, you know, is it that, you know, identifying what the need is. So sometimes in a family, it could be that they just need to get connected to a mental health counselor. That might be a more straightforward, but sometimes people need to get, you know, access to insurance, access to disability. Maybe they need a long-term housing solution. There can be all sorts of needs happening within the family. So, you know, we plan to address sort of the whole picture, not just maybe one aspect of it.
Well, and oftentimes we hear that it is a family disease. Addiction usually doesn't stem from just one person. It could stem from adverse childhood experiences. It could be generational trauma. It could be, it affects the whole family. Let's just face it.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. I mean, that's one of the reasons why it's so helpful to talk to the individual who's actually manifesting the behaviors. But, you know, sometimes the parents have challenges with their substance use, or, you know, potentially they could learn some skills and information about the disease of addiction, or ways that they can support their child or youth who is struggling, or vice versa. Sometimes the youth is not the one using, or they're concerned about their parents' use or their caregiver. There's just lots of different ways that we might provide support.
So the acting out doesn't necessarily mean the student is using themselves. They could be acting out because of a lot of dysfunction going on in the home.
That can be true, yes. Sometimes there's someone who's like the identified patient, but they're manifesting what's happening in the family system. That's not completely uncommon.
Well, and I know that Well, I kind of wanted to address a little bit of where you just came from, because you were deeply involved in a lot of crisis intervention in Seattle. Am I correct?
Yeah, so I continue to maintain employment at Harborview. I also work in the emergency department at Harborview on the medical surgical side. And then I work there as a social worker, and I also work in the psychiatric emergency services, which is, you know, the kind of crisis 10-bed unit where we triage mental health crises. That can look like a lot of different things on a given day, but obviously working in an emergency department, people are, you know, in pretty tough shape oftentimes. And the social work team there, we are four people on any given shift, and we sort of look at the psychosocial needs that might be within the family system or with the patient. So it could be that they've come in after domestic violence. It could be someone who's seeking detox. It could be someone who's come in after a potential, you know, suicide attempt. It could be, you know, someone is having a medical crisis and their family is, you know, facing the loss of that loved one. And so we're preparing for that eventuality.
Or even, I would imagine, probably date rape as well.
Yes, we, the social workers at Harborview deal with all the sexual assault interviews, and they're referring to the sexual assault nurse examiner, who is the one who does the forensic exams and forensic evidence collection. And we often make police reports. I mean, there's all sorts of different things. It's kind of, we sort of manage everything that's not the medical need.
Mm. Makes sense. And the only reason I brought that up is because I know there's been sexual assault on Vashon here. There's the date rape drugs. And I mean, how do you, I don't know. It seems like from what I've spoken with various victims, it's almost blaming the victim just because of all the red tape that the victim has to go through and all of, you know, do you want to press charges? Do you not want to press charges? Can you identify the person that was the perpetrator? And I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of safety precautions that a person can do to prevent a situation like that. And most of all, it's keep an eye on your drink if you're at a bar.
Yeah.
And sometimes there are codes you can use with bartenders if they're informed, if they're educated with the staff of the facility. But I just know it's a very real problem in a lot of different places, but it's not that uncommon even here on the island, unfortunately.
Yeah, I would say that substance use facilitated sexual assault is not uncommon anywhere. We see it all over the city too. I would encourage anyone who has an experience like that not to, you know, take responsibility for what someone has perpetrated on them, despite the fact that they may have ingested alcohol or any other substance beforehand. No one has the right to lay a finger on you without your consent. And to please seek medical attention and care. We will take very good care of you at Harborview. I know many other hospitals have social workers on staff or trained individuals who can connect you to resources. And I have to say that any of the sexual assault nurses that I have ever met are the most amazing people, and they know exactly how to talk people through, you know, the exam and to make sure that they are treated with respect and care.
And wouldn't you agree that a lot of times the best providers or some of the best providers are people that have actually been there before or have had close family member experience some kind of trauma of this nature?
I think a lot of people get into maybe their career, especially like careers like social work, mental health counseling, substance use. I mean, nurses oftentimes, I mean, I think it's true for any career. You have some knowledge of that beforehand, whether it's a personal experience, whether you've had a loved one who's had a similar experience. Some of these jobs are definitely more of a calling than someone who's seeking, you know, a high-paying job. You do it because you care about it, and it's a very meaningful kind of work. But yes, I think having a provider or someone who has maybe had an intimate experience or knowledge about that does add a layer of trust, and it's maybe not something that's explicit, but it's understood between the people receiving care and those that are caring for them.
Well, thanks for sharing that part of it too, because I know for myself in my career being a substance use disorder provider and professional, part of the reason I do that is because I am a person in long-term recovery mm-hmm. myself, and I try not to shy away from that and as my way of trying to reduce the stigma mm-hmm. of being in recovery. And there's a lot of good recovery going on right here in Vashon. When I started working at Vashon Youth and Family Services, I think mm-hmm. there were two, maybe three 12-step meetings on the island, and
there were several. They were the same time every day, kind of the same attendees, generally speaking. I think we have a more diverse breadth of different meetings now at different locations and kind of different vibes, if you will. But yes, I think we have a pretty vibrant recovery community on Vashon now, yes.
So, you know, as far as the people carrying around the stigma, don't be afraid to show up to a 12-step meeting. If you think you might have a desire to stop whatever substance it is, mm-hmm. it doesn't just have to be alcohol. It could be fentanyl. It could be prescription drugs. It could even be problems with over-the-counter drugs. Mm-hmm. But you're going to find a community of people that are going to embrace you with open arms, and you're going to feel like you're not alone anymore. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that have just made a choice and have claimed their individuality in their own healing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I myself am in recovery. This is my 10th year. Excited to be part of healing the island and healing other people and their experience with substance use. I would like to add, too, that often I think we're seeing more and more people who are struggling with what, you know, in the past was maybe considered less of a problematic substance, but people who want to stop using marijuana. I mean, there are a lot of people that, you know, I think we grew up with the idea that it wasn't necessarily addictive and maybe it was a lesser thing on the scale of what's the word I'm looking
harm.
For? Harm. Yeah. But we are definitely seeing an uptick in people who are, you know, really having a problem stopping using, or, you know, on days that they don't use are feeling pretty sick, and it's having some pretty significant physical and mental health impacts. So I just want to say, yeah, the doors are open. VYFS, recovery groups, there's AA, there's NA. I know there's Adult Children's of Alcoholics meeting on Vashon too. So there's lots of good recovery going on here.
Well, and speaking to the marijuana situation, I mean, just because it's legal now, so many people think, well, that's the green light. Mm-hmm. It's okay. You know, is it as harmful as alcohol? Well, that's a debate in its own. But it is mind-altering. Mm-hmm. The quality and the strength of the weed that's out nowadays, I mean, let's face it, I smoked my share of weed back in the day, but I'll tell you what, it was nothing like the caliber of the stuff you're getting nowadays. I'm afraid if I smoked, I haven't had a drink or a drug for going on 34 years now, but there are other people in recovery, and it's not for me to judge where somebody else is in their own recovery, but some people, you know, feel it's fine. And I understand there are some medicinal values to cannabis. And that is, for instance, let's say a cancer patient mm-hmm. or back in the day, an AIDS patient. It would help with an appetite. It would mm-hmm. help reduce the nausea and things like that. But man, when you get a hold of some, we used to call it skunk weed. Mm-hmm. Okay. that was the really good stuff. But it seems like it's all skunk weed nowadays. You can smell it growing. There's a couple of places in Tacoma. I don't need to mention where, but you drive anywhere near a three or four block radius, and you can smell it growing.
Yeah.
And that's not even it burning. That's just growing. And that smells definitely like skunk weed. Mm-hmm. And so I would be very afraid that it would send me into a permanent psychosis if I even...
I have seen more than one patient come in with marijuana-induced psychosis, which I never, you know, I was very surprised to hear that that was a thing early in my career, but I've seen it, and it is very much like actual psychosis unrelated to substance use.
Yeah.
And once they metabolize it, it's a brand new person. But it, when they come in, sometimes it's pretty scary.
You know, and I do have clients that are being treated strictly for their only drug of choice is cannabis, marijuana. And so they've come in for help for that. And there's nothing wrong with that either. It's just another way of kind of making a choice to better your life.
Yeah, whatever works for you. We operate on harm reduction in many sectors too. So, you know, if complete abstinence is not your goal, I mean, there are lots of different flavors of safety in between.
That's right.
Total sobriety and, you know, addiction.
And it's not just 12-step work. Some people are kind of poo-poo that because maybe a past experience or just maybe about a misconception of what that's all about. But there are so many roads to recovery.
Absolutely.
Pick your own. You know, pick your own if you want. And those of us at Vashon Youth and Family Services, we certainly don't adhere to one path. You pick out what's customized for each individual person because we're all individual, separate, unique people.
Yeah, that's what makes the world so exciting.
That's right. Especially that's what makes Vashon so exciting.
Absolutely. Agreed. We have lots of great personalities and characters and strengths in our community. It's wonderful to be here.
You know, I don't see enough of those bumper stickers anymore that used to say, keep Vashon weird. Do you remember those?
Yeah. I've seen some other good ones. But I haven't seen that one lately. It's true. I wonder if the person who was making them maybe or something, you know. Sometimes it's a one pony show and that person moves on and there's a hole available, somebody could fill it.
That's a very, very good point. Yeah, Vashon is a very unique, interesting place. I love it here, and I only get to be over here 3 or 4 times a week, but there certainly is a lot of stuff going on. Last week was the first time I was over here after dark.
Oh.
Because we had our big fundraiser at the wonderful Vashon Theater, where we had the sing-off, the singing contest. And boy, there was some incredible talent there. And we made a lot of money, thanks to all of you listeners out there, for Voice of Vashon. But I'll tell you what, there's something about this town that Main Street here just kind of comes alive after dark.
It's true, especially on Thursday at Halloween. Amazing. Oh. The amount of time and care and creativity that go into the costumes between, you know, the toddlers and babies all the way up to, you know, people in their 90s show up and they are parading around. It's incredible. Oh, it's a sight to behold.
And it's families having fun together, you know, and I want to work towards getting some more what I call sober events, but events for full whole families that they can enjoy that don't include liquor. And because I personally don't think there's enough of those around.
I agree.
And especially for the high school kids, you know, what do you do on a weekend? I mean, we used to go back in the woods and get drunk. I mean, that's how I grew up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And that's what I'm sure a lot of them probably still do. But, you know, nowadays with the injuries and in the car fatalities, and especially on Vashon, where you've got so many possible... Well, look at all the, you got the deer at night, okay?
Yeah.
You got tons of deer over here, which is part of what makes Vashon so beautiful and unique. But you also have so many curves in the road that aren't lit.
Yeah, no street lights out on these roads, it's true.
It's crazy. And plus that, I think people tend to imbibe more than they would, say, in Seattle or Tacoma, because they know the absence of the police over here patrolling the streets and having DUI checkpoints.
That's a good point. Although I believe on the youth surveys, there was less alcohol use comparatively to other places, but I'd have to check the most recent numbers. When I was helping lead Guiding Good Choices, we were seeing considerable improvement with alcohol. But I'll have to revisit that soon and see.
Well, that's encouraging. That's really good to know. So what do you see in your future with working with schools over here? What are some of your goals?
My goals, well, right now I'm sort of just getting connected to some of the providers on the island and the school counselors and, you know, kind of key people who work in the schools, like some of the special education teachers, the counselors at all three schools. And just sort of letting them know that we're unrolling this program and to start making referrals. We've gotten a couple of referrals so far, so I'm getting to work on that this week. And my hope is to have a presence in all three schools. I'm kind of figuring out what that will look like for office hours. So maybe I can come back and be on the show with you again once I have a clearer picture. But we just want to make sure that every parent and student knows that there is support out there, whether you seek it at neighbor care, whether you seek it with your school counselors, whether you seek it at VYFS or Dove or any, you know, private off-island counselor. We just want to make sure that every youth on the island knows that there is support available to you. Being an adolescent and a child in this day and age is very challenging, and there's a lot of expectations, and we are a resource for you. You can present yourself in VYFS in the main office, show up to your counselors. We will help navigate this with you. You're not alone, and we just want to make sure that that's clear to everyone.
Key point, you are not alone.
Nope, you're not alone. Not with your substance use, not with, you know, any of your relationship challenges, and not with any mental health concerns you may or may not have. We can support you with connecting you to academic supports. I mean, there's a breadth of resources out there, and I am available to you to help navigate that.
And we're not limited to just providing services on the island. If someone needs inpatient services or even detox facilities, mm-hmm. we certainly are very well equipped to set a person up with that as well. You know, I was just thinking about some of the other ways that people help in their own recovery. And what's big, it's been huge in my own recovery, is finding ways to be of service
yes.
in the community or with other individuals. And there are so many opportunities on Vashon. You know, I was lucky enough to have Emily here from the food bank.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And they love having volunteers mm-hmm. up there. If you have a car, you can deliver groceries to people. Yep. I mean, otherwise you can help restock the shelves. These are really simple things that
teens
anybody
can volunteer too. My daughter volunteered handing out lunches last summer. It was a wonderful experience.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's great.
And just from doing something that's simple, you carry those experiences with you mm-hmm. and pass on the value of that too. If you have kids or friends or family, it's a wonderful opportunity. You leave feeling good. It's a win-win. I mean, it's a win-win period, mm-hmm. you know, and that branches off to having other things. You know, so you don't have to sit at home and be by yourself. Mm-hmm. You can get yourself out, help others. Yeah. I saw a couple senior ladies just out on Vashon Highway. They each had a big plastic bag, mm-hmm. and they were just picking up garbage.
Great.
They weren't part of an organization, I didn't think. They were just out there doing their duty.
I know. It's so wonderful.
And it's contagious. You see people doing it, and it's like, you know, it's planting a seed. We could do that too.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite sayings from recovery is the opposite of addiction is connection.
Ooh. Opposite of addiction is connection.
Connection.
Boy, I like that. We do need each other. And there was a really interesting, well, I'm not going to read it now because we're practically out of time, but I could sit here and chat with you all afternoon.
I'll come back. You know where to find me.
Please, please do, because this is the kind of people that we need to set examples from mm-hmm. in the community. People that are in recovery, and when I say recovery, it doesn't have to be from a substance. Mm-hmm. We're all recovering from maybe past relationships, past jobs. Maybe we've relocated our family, or maybe we're missing some of our family. Mm-hmm. Maybe we've lost a loved one.
Yeah.
Let's help each other recover.
Yeah.
And we're just approaching November, which in many circles is considered Gratitude Month.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just keep that as a theme in making the right choices and making the next right move.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I want to wish everyone a very happy Halloween this week. Be safe out there, and not too much sugar.
No promises.
Once again, your host, Tom Walston, thanking each and every one of you for tuning in to you. I love all of you, and keep doing the right thing. Thank you, folks. Mm-hmm.